KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, it's mostly clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be sunny today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest at around 3:15 this morning of a Villisca man. 74-year-old Carter Levi Bennett was charged with sexual abuse in the second degree. The charge is the result of an investigation into allegations Bennett had inappropriate contact with children on different occasions. Bennett was taken into custody at the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office without incident. An investigation into his alleged activities is ongoing. Authorities say additional charges are anticipated. Bennett remained in the Montgomery County Jail early this morning on $25,000 bond. News time is 7:07.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. Police in Red Oak say a motorcycle accident Wednesday evening resulted in a local man being flown to an Omaha hospital for treatment of serious unknown injuries. 38-year-old David Aaron Fillmore of Red Oak was traveling east on Highway 34 just before 8 p.m. when he lost control of the 2011 Ducati motorcycle he was driving as the bike was maneuvering a curve and merging onto Highway 48 southbound. The Ducati hit a area of sand and gravel before sliding partly out of control and hitting a curb in the median. Fillmore lost control of the cycle completely, then causing him to lay it down on its side. He was transported by Red Oak Rescue to the Montgomery County Hospital before being flown by Mercy One helicopter to a medical facility in Omaha. The motorcycle sustained $500 damage during the crash. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies and Red Oak Fire and Rescue assisted Red Oak PD at the scene. And elsewhere in local news, the Atlantic City Council last night tabled a motion to enter into a closed session after the legality of the session was called into question and a group of citizens spoke out on the matter. At issue was the perceived notion that the closed session will be with regard to City Administrator Doug Harris. Harris came under fire during a council meeting held March 20th, during which local developer Don Sontag claimed that Harris intentionally worked behind the scenes to derail a housing development project. Sontag had sought the council's approval of an application of $250,000 in tax increment financing funds from the city, which he said would have helped to bankroll a housing development on the city's southern edge, but he pulled his application at the March 20th meeting. During last night's city council meeting, prior to the public forum, Mayor Dave Jones said an editorial in the local paper that the closed session would be with regard to Harris's future with the city was only speculation and, quote, not quite right. When asked whether the person who was the perceived target of the closed session had asked for the session, as required under the Iowa Open Meetings Law, Mayor Jones said the individual had not done so. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein then recommended the closed session be tabled.
So it was just my advice to the council tonight in light of what an attendee at the council meeting provided to me with respect to open meetings rules to table this motion to go into closed session because it was not requested by the employee whose employment was going to be discussed.
Councilman Dana Halter was not happy with the fact the closed session was tabled because of media and public speculation on the intent of the session.
It's funny that everybody knows what this is supposed to be about. I'm the city councilman, and I don't.
Assuming the closed session would have been about Doug Harris, a number of members of the community spoke during a public forum in support of Harris, including business owner and Atlantic resident Barb Jorgensen, who said Harris has been a watchdog for the taxpayers of the city and the council should not be out to get him.
I don't think anybody has implied or said that Doug Harris's job is in jeopardy.
Well, as far as it very much shouldn't be, because you know what? He's doing a bang-up job.
I agree.
Mayor Jones indicated the council would hold a closed session at its next regular meeting in 2 weeks to address any issues it may have with Harris. and saying it's time for the courts to take animal abuse seriously. Animal welfare advocates have written a letter to Cass County Attorney Dan Feisner asking him to prosecute to the full extent of the law a Marnie man charged in the shooting of a dog that strayed onto his property last year. Lynn Sorensen and Becky Fetters of the Des Moines-based St. Francis Foundation for Pets have requested the Cass County Attorney recommend to the judge that he enforce the law and sentence 56-year-old Charles Collins Cutler to a minimum of 30 days in jail and for him to pay $6,250 in fines, along with restitution to the pet's owner. Cutler faces an aggravated serious misdemeanor charge of animal abuse and a serious misdemeanor charge of reckless use of a firearm in connection with the shooting of a dog which strayed onto his property December 24th. Cutler pled not guilty to both charges. His trial, which was to have been held last month, was instead continued until April 16th and will be held in Cass County District Court. Cutler's request for a change of venue was denied. According to the Cass County Sheriff's Office, the incident began when a dog owned by 23-year-old Stacy Ernatt from Denver, Colorado, was shot when it strayed onto Cutler's property. Ernatt told authorities her chocolate lab, Wrigley, was playing with a relative's dog in the church lot adjacent to Cutler's residence when the dog ran onto his property and was wounded by a shotgun blast fired from a distance of 30 to 40 feet. The dog was treated at the Atlantic Animal Health Center but later died. The animal welfare group says it's time for the prosecuting attorney and the judge to demonstrate how serious the courts take animal abuse and to let other animal abusers know that this behavior has severe consequences. News time is 7:13.
You look like you've had a rough morning. What's the matter?
Well, my wife asked me to get the furnace checked a while ago, but I waited too long. My furnace broke before I left to work today, and so I tried to go to Masker Plumbing and Heating, but they weren't there.
What do you mean they weren't there?
I went over to their building, and it was empty. The furnace is still broken, and now I have a reservation on the couch tonight.
You do know they moved, right?
They what?
They moved to 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. You can still get your furnace fixed, and now you can cancel your reservation on the couch.
Don't be left out of the loop. For all of your plumbing, heating, cooling, backhoe service, and septic tank needs, go to Masker Plumbing and Heating at their new location, 305 Birch Street in Atlantic. From saving you money to cleaning up your poo, Masker Plumbing and Heating is there for you. In our funeral announcements this morning, Larry Arne, age 45, of Des Moines, died Monday in Ames. Funeral services for Larry Arne will be today at 11 o'clock at the Zion Lutheran Church in Denison. The Huebner Funeral Home in Denison is in charge of the arrangements. Wallace Wally Hoy, age 83, of Griswold and formerly of Grant, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Wally Hoy will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Colleen Chick Gebby, age 89, of Dexter, died Tuesday in Stewart. A funeral service for Colleen Gebby will be held Saturday at 10 o'clock at the First Congregational Church in Stewart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert Albright, age 56, of Greenfield, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Robert Albright will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Gerald Mortensen, age 78, of Fargo, North Dakota, died March 19th in Florida. Memorial services for Gerald Mortensen will be held Saturday at 4 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Erna Lange, age 99, of Elkhorn, died Tuesday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Erna Lange will be on Monday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. And Evelyn Lange, age 91, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House. Services for Evelyn Lange are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Masker Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Give them a call at 243-2260 for all of your plumbing, heating, and cooling needs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.